Molly, what have you brought to Affiliate World today?
What did I talk about?
Yeah.
So I just wrapped up a session with Ezra Firestone. It was cool. It was different than any session I've ever done before. But we talked about how to train people, especially media buyers. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of companies out there are working with agencies, mm-hmm. which is great. Yeah. I love agencies, but it's not for every business.
Yeah.
And it's really important to also think about training people internally. So mm-hmm. our session was just about how do you train someone? Mm-hmm. What do they need to know? Mm-hmm. Right? And it really boils down to giving them access to the mm-hmm. best information possible, the best mm-hmm. training possible, and supporting them, because such of media buying and Facebook ads is a mental game.
Yeah.
You know this,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it's like a sport. Uh-huh. And if you're off mentally, mm-hmm. it can really affect the performance of mm-hmm. the campaigns, right? If you have a bad relationship with money,
yeah.
that can really hurt your ability as a media buyer. And as a boss, mm-hmm. if you're applying too much pressure on the media buyer, that can actually really affect them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just chatted with a bunch of business owners about how to hire mm-hmm. a media buyer and then how to train them and give them time to learn and become the best that they mm-hmm. can be. That was my journey. And so, yeah, I recommend it for others. And then I've got another session coming up where I'm going to roast Ezra. And so I've gone through his ad account, everything uh-huh. he did in 2018.
Oh, wow.
And I have feedback for him. And so that's the presentation.
That's cool. That should be very interesting.
Yeah, it's different. So,
but you'll be soft on him.
Maybe. He's doing pretty good, so there's not much
cool.
to say.
Cool. And send with overall, like with the funnel, and overall, like I know that like what you basically training people on is not many people are talking about, like, you know, those like mental things, right?
Yeah.
Because like, you know, I had a conversation yesterday with one business owner, so they run like $100 million per year e-commerce company, and so they also like he trained his like media buyer. So he said it takes him like 5-6 months to train a media buyer. Is that the same in your experience?
It took me a year. So, you know, I started a digital marketer as an intern,
mm-hmm.
and then I learned organic social media,
mm-hmm.
and then I went to Ryan Dice, the founder, and I said, Ryan, I want to run Facebook ads,
mm-hmm.
and he said, okay, great. Here's $1,000. Bring me back more money than I gave you.
Uh-huh.
I did, and then, you know, $12 million later.
Wow.
But it took me a year to mm-hmm. really figure that out. And that's very much what we were preaching in this session, because
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of business owners expect to hire a media buyer, mm-hmm. and the next day their business has doubled. And even if you are an incredibly experienced media buyer, it still takes time when you're in a new market. You have to learn the psychology of the
mm-hmm.
avatars.
Yeah.
There's so much to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
And so it does take time. And
mm-hmm.
that's a huge mistake I'm seeing business owners make.
Mm-hmm.
They're not giving those people enough time,
mm-hmm.
and so they're just recycling through a bunch of media buyers and struggling. You know?
Okay, so it's basically focusing. And how do you differentiate? Like, how do you see that attitude, or how do you like build that attitude in people to build them into great media buyers?
Well, they first need to show interest, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't think it's about building it in them. It's
uh-huh.
about looking for people that already have it in them, right?
Okay.
And so what I mean by that is, you know, I started with organic social, and I
mm-hmm.
fell in love with Facebook as a platform. It
mm-hmm.
fascinates me still to this day, 7-8 years later,
mm-hmm.
I'm fascinated by it. And that's why I'm good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Air quotes, I'm okay at running ads,
mm-hmm.
because I'm interested, I love it, I want to know how the platform works,
mm-hmm.
I want to stay up to date.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's kind of,
mm-hmm.
I think I'm getting off track, sorry. What was the question again?
Yeah, so basically, how do you see that in people?
Oh, so, okay. And then them
uh-huh.
showing up, right? So for me to go to Ryan and say,
yeah.
I want to do this,
mm-hmm.
that showed intent,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's already in someone, not
uh-huh.
the marketing knowledge, but the drive and the desire
mm-hmm.
to be successful. And then that layered with the interest in a platform like
mm-hmm.
Facebook or Google and being interested in media buying, that's the perfect match, right? And then you as the boss, you're
uh-huh.
really just there to give them the resources, right?
Yeah.
Here are the latest courses, listen to this podcast,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And to support them in not pressuring them,
mm-hmm.
as we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
I think someone shows up that way, and then you just give them the resources and the love that
mm-hmm.
they need to continue to grow.
Do you need like people for a good media buyer? Do you need people to have like engineering kind of like mindset?
No, I mean, I'm completely opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
I barely can like install a pixel, right? And so I think for a media buyer, the most important characteristics, number one, liking people. So I don't come from a marketing background, but I love people, I understand people, I'm interested in people, I'm empathetic. That makes me a good marketer because I'm able to put myself in their shoes, right? So the pixel aside, someone else can do that, right?
Yeah.
The technical stuff, that's really not what makes a good media buyer. A good media buyer is someone that's good at marketing, right? And good at, you know, understanding people, because then your ad copy, your creatives, your offers, I mean, that's what makes a campaign work.
So is that like emotional intelligence is what's more
empathy. Important? Yeah, emotional intelligence, empathy, all of those, yes.
Cool. And in terms of like what you're seeing happening, obviously, you know, Facebook is getting more competitive, ad costs increase, right? So what trends are you seeing like overall with the industry? Is that like just like bigger companies start to advertise more and smaller companies just simply don't survive? Or
No. I know it really all comes down to the business relationship with the market. So it doesn't matter your size. It doesn't matter how much you're spending. If you have a product service message that people are resonating with, so they're reacting to your ads, they're commenting, they're sharing, they're going over to your website, spending a lot of time, those are all indicators that Facebook's looking at to say, is this brand putting stuff out that the market's interested in? That's really all that you need. And so I think there's a lot of scarcity right now around Facebook's getting expensive. And it's like, every ad platform does that, right? And I honestly think it's a good thing, not necessarily that it's getting more expensive, but that Facebook's continuing to put more indicators and parameters in place to make sure that the ad is actually a good experience for the end user. Because then the good marketers win. The brands that actually are out there to serve and help people, no matter their size, they're winning. The people that are out there to make a buck and sell whatever they can sell just to make a dollar, they're being weeded off the platform. Yeah. And, you know, I'm okay with that.
Cool. Yeah. Well, and what's so... you know, as I mean, from my perspective, we advertise on Facebook a lot, and like creative, from our experience, one of the most important things, right? So, how do you like? So, you work with like digital marketer. How did you like structure that creative process, like the imagery, the videos? Like, how did you like?
Great question. So I always write the ad copy first. So I use something called the Ad Grid, which is a system that I developed a digital marketer. If people Google it, they can read all about it. And so the first thing that I always do is establish the avatars and the hooks. So I know the different types of people I'm speaking to, and I know the different hooks that I'm using to try to get them to take that action, right? And then from there, I write the ad copy. So each cell of this grid, you know, is speaking to one avatar using a hook. So maybe I'm selling a toothbrush and I'm speaking to the mom avatar and I'm talking about how this will save you 5 minutes a day, right? So the ad copy is written first. The creative is simply a representation of the ad copy and the hook and everything that I just explained. So once that is finished and I've written the ad copy, then I'll write specs out for the designer. So, okay, here's who we're targeting. Here's the messaging that we're using. I do a lot of Google searching because what's interesting is, you know, with a creative, you know, they say a picture says 1,000 words, right? And a lot of people don't like to read. That's just not how they learn. So your creative needs to be able to portray your marketing message in just a few seconds. So a lot of times what I'll do is take some of the keywords, like the main messaging that I'm using in ad copy, and actually Google it and click the image tab and see what those first few images are. Because what's interesting about that, let's say we put candy in there, right? Google is going to show us the images on the internet, right? That people have interacted with most in relation to that keyword.
Okay.
So let Google tell you what that word looks like. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah.
So then I start to get inspiration from that. I'm screenshotting. I'm not using those as my creatives, right? But I'm screenshotting. I'm getting inspiration. I'm putting these in the specs for the designer, right?
Okay.
So that she understands visually, okay, this is the visual representation of these words. And then, you know, I'll give her any other direction based off of you know, what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. She produces the videos, images, they come back to me, we go through an editing process, and it's done.
Wow.
But what's interesting is what I'm finding that works best on Facebook, especially this year, are actually very native looking creatives.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not working with designers as much as I used to.
Uh-huh.
And I'm using a lot more photos that I've shot on my phone,
like, or selfies.
Selfie or a video.
Uh-huh.
Or just something that looks like it belongs in the newsfeed, and
okay,
that is building social proof. Mm-hmm. Because
and relevant score, like,
yeah, because right, consumers are used, you know, okay, my, you know, they're used to engaging with
right,
those very native looking mm-hmm, creatives, and so that's been a big shift. It's nice because it's a lot less work.
Yeah, it's good.
Not as good for the designer, but you know, she still has a lot of other work, but
that's
yeah
good.
That's what's working.
That's
for
me
blueprint.
Right now, I mean, you like, so basically you start from the avatar, like it's, it starts from, and then you basically different
yeah,
angles from different people.
Yeah, avatar, hook, then I write the copy for each avatar using each hook.
That's a whole blueprint.
Yeah, and then you know, then I create the specs for the creative, and the campaign's ready.
Cool.
Yeah.
And what, like, so what industries, like, you help them? You work mostly with e-commerce, or you or work
across
also?
The board? I mean, my background was information,
yeah,
coming from digital marketer, but digital marketer also owns e-commerce companies.
Correct.
So I had experience there. So it's really both. I don't have a ton of experience with, like, local businesses.
Yeah.
I just, it's not super scalable, so it's not very fun for me. I love you, local people. But yeah, mostly e-commerce, information, influencers, fun stuff like that. A little bit helping agencies do lead gen, but same thing. An agency might need one lead a day, right?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I love working with the businesses where scale is infinite, right?
Yeah,
so,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, a pleasure speaking with you. So you'll be speaking now, Ina?
Yeah, 3:55.
You excited?
Woo, I'm always excited.
How was the flight?
It was good. I actually been in Amsterdam for 2 weeks,
oh, nice,
so it was easy. Yeah, so I flew New York to Amsterdam, and I'm actually moving there. So
to Amsterdam?
Yeah, so
really?
I'll be closer to you guys.
Cool, awesome. I'll come visit you
Sunday. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you very much, Molly.
Cool.
Pleasure.